If you would, turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. As we think about this time of Christmas and the celebration of Christ's birth, whether it was at this time or not, we think about it. And oftentimes when I think about this time and think about Scripture, I'm reminded of just how this time was surrounded by an exclamatory question by many, I believe. And that is, why me? I mean, you think of Elizabeth in her old age, in her time of disgrace, and really at a time in which women had merit based on whether or not they could have children. And she couldn't have any. Late in age, and her husband was the priest, and he should be at least in control of that. But she finds herself in disgrace, and God declares to her, it's time. And Elizabeth, her disgrace is taken away, and she goes, why me? Simeon, an old man that had been waiting for the coming of the Christ, is able to hold the child of all the people. Simeon is able to hold this Christ child. Anna is able to hold the Christ child and bless him. Of all the people, of all the universe, shepherds were chosen to announce the birth. Shepherds. It was Mary that was called to give birth to a child. In a way, Mary cries out, why me? I'm not equipped for this. I'm a virgin. Virgins don't have children. You can't have a child. Her declaration, if you'll turn with me, is found in verse 45, in which she gives great blessing to God for choosing her. Verse 45 reads this way, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken by her by the Lord. And Mary said, my soul exalts the Lord, my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. It will be Mary that will be the one that will have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, a pauper of sorts, one who has no background of wealth and just a hairline of background to royalty. Nevertheless, Mary will be chosen. She can only come up with the conclusion that he had regard for her humble estate, for she had nothing else to offer. That's it. Mary, what's your credentials for being the mother for the Christ child? I'm humble. That's it. That's it. For he has had regard for the humble state of his bond slave, for behold, from this time on all generations will count me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. Doesn't talk about being boisterously proud. In the thoughts of their heart, they were proud. And he has brought down rulers from their thrones and has exalted those who were humble. Of all the things that you and I can do to be ready for service for the kingdom of God, this is the one credential that you can't overlook. Be humble. Come with humility before your God. Fear the Lord, and he'll use you greatly. It's not about your abilities. It's not about what you possess. It's about your spirit. And God is looking in the hearts of men. And the proud of heart, he will bring low. The humble of heart, he will exalt. Why me? I have nothing to bring? Join the club. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness towards us and the realization that it's not by our powers, not by our might, but it's by your Spirit. You're the one that changes things. You're the one that makes things happen. And you use those who would humble themselves before you, who would fear you, worship you, reverence you with their heart. Father, we come before you, and our desire is for you to use us greatly. We know that it's all you. In Jesus' name, amen.